USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Georgia grand jury that came back with indictments against former President Trump and others also recommended charges be filed against Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham says what grand jury members saw was him doing his job.
We can't criminalize senators doing their job when they have a constitutional requirement to fulfill.
A grand jury report unsealed Friday also showed there were recommendations for charges to be brought against GOP Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler of Georgia as well. Fulton County DA Fani Willis did not ultimately charge any of them. Hurricane Lee remained a powerful Category 4 storm late Friday. Out in the Atlantic was on track to pass north of the Caribbean islands, the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. At the same time, forecasters are warning all of those areas of life-threatening heavy surf through the weekend. The National Hurricane Center says it's still too soon to know how Lee will impact the mainland U.S., if at all, but that the southeastern U.S. coast could begin to see rough surf early next week. Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will seek another term in Congress at age 83. She says it's an urgent need for constituents in her home district.
Needs that our city have right now really call for me to stay another term.
Speaking on MSNBC Friday, Pelosi said she's also been convinced that she's still needed in Washington to push the Democrats over the top in 2024. A new polling finds a strong majority of Americans believe President Joe Biden was probably involved in some level of corruption while he was vice president under Obama. It's the main takeaway from a CNN SSRS poll this week, which showed 61% of Americans think Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealings several years ago. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the President of India are stressing that a closer relationship will continue between the two countries as an effort of counterbalancing the influence of China and Russia across the globe. On the sidelines of the G20 Friday, Biden met for the second time in just months with Indian President Narendra Modi. The two men met at the White House earlier this year. Both leaders also noted ongoing cooperation in the Quad Alliance, or the so-called NATO of the Indo-Pacific, that includes the U.S., India, Australia, and Japan. It's a solemn day across the pond in the UK.
96 gun salutes echoed across the UK, one for each of the years that the late Queen Elizabeth lived. Today, marking 1 year since her passing, Balmoral Castle, a place she often called her favorite, held a memorial for Elizabeth.
A life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel. It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
People from all over are visiting the castle today to remember their late queen and feel closer to her. I'm Corey Myers.
Police say they arrested two protesters at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York this week. That was the sound at a match before NYPD officers were called in. The group of four was protesting the use of fossil fuels for energy. Environmental activists have held a number of disruptive protests at professional tennis events in recent weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.